Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Fuming.
Why?
I've literally packed for the whole weekend to stay at mum and dad's and brought loads of tops, forgot my jeans.
But you're wearing your jeans.
I'm not wearing my jeans. I've got tights on.
Oh, right. Well, can't you just wear your tights all for the next 3 days?
Oh, yeah, with a little top. I'd look half naked.
Well, I wore the same jeans for 4 days.
That's disgusting.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we are picky about public transport. Lucy and I are telling all about our tales and experiences, pretty bad ones about public transport, and Lucy has quite the saga that's recently happened to her when she travelled back from London. Very exciting episode about trains.
It's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello, and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 68. And if you've never joined us before, then stop what you're doing and download all previous 67 episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. You can Google it, go on iTunes, you can go on Audio Boom, you can go on TuneIn, you can go on Stitcher, you name it, we're on that platform.
Yeah, rather than getting Netflix for Christmas, get the podcast.
That is so true and very cost efficient. Give the gift of our voices this Christmas to somebody who doesn't want to listen to us. Spread the word.
That's everyone then.
Yeah, spread the word, basically. Spread the word. And thanks to everyone who's left us recent iTunes reviews, especially in America. A lot of American reviews recently. So thank you very much for really, you know, carrying on and kind of giving
it. Practically international.
Making us transatlantic. Typically a transatlantic.
Global, I'd say.
Global or global. Yeah. And we are the gender neutral podcast for your ears.
Are we?
That should be our new slogan, I think.
I don't
Whatever gender you are, you can be, we can come in your ears.
Pardon?
We can forget it. Lucy Elton, what's a true fact about you?
Okay, true fact about me, I actually went seeing a psychic for the first time the other week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was insightful.
Because you've done a few episodes. We had a psychic on an episode where she was terrible, to be honest. Check that out. I think it's episode 40.
We've had two psychics.
Yeah.
You can't be mean.
No, one psychic really was fine, one was terrible. You can decide when you listen back to the episodes.
Ooh, controversial.
What did this psychic say then?
Did she know he was coming? I don't know, actually. She didn't say that she did.
She didn't say she knew
she
he was coming.
She did know, like, a lot of my family members, which was quite weird.
Did she?
Yeah, how would she have known that? She said I was going to be very successful in my career quite soon.
Got that wrong then.
Still waiting for that to happen.
What decade did she say that'd be happening?
I know. Probably last decade. Yeah. In my previous life.
Yeah, so basically you've been successful, now you're on a downward spiral.
Yeah, probs.
What else? Is that it? You're not pregnant?
Not pregnant. Still single. Not going to meet anyone.
What did she say about your love life?
Well, apparently I'd be seeing someone new before Christmas. I don't even speak to anyone.
Yeah, I mean, the only person Lucy speaks to is me, frankly, and I've turned her down a number of times. A true fact about me, Luke Marsden, is that I started Christmas shopping on the 28th of August this year.
So organised.
Really organised.
That is not like you.
I'm not going to reveal what it was, just in case my girlfriend listens to this episode. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, it's your present. So one of the reasons that we wanted to do this episode, the one where we're picky about public transport, is because up to only about 6 months ago, I spent 29 and a half years of my life getting public transport. So I have kind of surge after surge, more and more people using public transport these days because the cost of car insurance is just frankly extortionate.
Sky high.
And I'm saying that I have only had my car 6 months and I know I have to renew it in January and I'm just thinking, ugh, you know, I know it's going to be like £600 or whatever.
Oh, life is so painful, isn't it?
Touch wood, I've not had any crashes though, you know, so maybe that'll help.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I'm saying this now, I could have one whilst I'm listening to my own podcast.
Right, okay, this is getting very miserable right now.
Just saying, although...
Let's not talk about you dying and crashing, please.
You've really inspired this episode though, Lucy, the reason why we're doing it on public transport, right?
Yes, I had a very weird or interesting journey, should I say, back from London yesterday.
Okay.
So, yeah, went to London. On my way back, I was absolutely shattered. So
Obviously, always.
Walking along the platform, and there was a bit of a weirdo that was just like, hello, in front of me. Just didn't think anything of it. Got on the train, sat down, had a little nap, woke up again after about an hour. And there was like, obviously, Friday afternoon, a few people in front of us having a couple of G&Ts on the train and stuff like that. Ended up making friends with another person, sat opposite them. Then this other guy joined in. They're having lovely banter.
Obviously, bounce.
Anyway, this weirdo who'd said hello to me on this platform was apparently sitting next to them, and he wakes up because he was asleep. Ugh. And so, because they're like being nice, getting in the mood, they were like, oh, do you want to join us? Do you want a G&T? Blah, blah, blah. He agrees.
What, out of a can?
Yeah, you know, there's like G&Ts in the can, the nice them. Anyway. That was just the beginning. His full-on weirdness came out. So what? This older guy that was with them said, so what's everyone travelling to Manchester for? And he comes out of it straight away. We'll have a male whore. Right, okay. Yes, he sleeps with women for a living. He used to be an electrician. He's now a male whore.
Is he registered self-employed? How do you put on the tax form, a male whore?
He must be self-employed, unless he works for an agency, maybe.
Oh, shit.
So, continued anyway, talking about Molly, who he was going to meet in Cheadlehume last night.
Oh, is Cheadlehume a nice area?
It is supposed to be a nice area, actually. She's just split up from her husband.
Oh, Molly.
And obviously needs a bit of loving. I think I'll pay for some self-esteem lessons for her after that.
Well, maybe.
So this guy continued. He got drunker and drunker. He got up at one point to get more alcohol, waved at me from his table and said, hello, again.
Oh, so, wow. This is the person the psychic was on about you're going to meet before Christmas.
Maybe. That's who she was on about.
Yeah.
So anyway, comes back and his kitty cat's getting drunker. Honestly, he was being so crude. I don't even want to say some of the things he said. Shall I say it?
I don't know whether or not to put an explicit rating on this episode.
No. Well, this Molly rings him at one point and he's like, oh, just going through a tunnel, Molly love. Actually, it's an Essex accent. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm from Bradford. But just going through a tunnel and...
An Essex accent.
More ways than one, doll.
Oh,
you wet doll.
No.
He kept saying that. He rung his mum at one point. You wet doll. You wet doll. Say hello to my new friends. This is Big Chris. Blah, blah, blah.
Who's Big Chris?
This other guy drinking G&Ts on the table. Passed his mum around the table and she was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Oh, I'll be back tomorrow for Dad's birthday. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, starts then talking about how he was going to finger the conductor.
Oh, no.
The poo hole.
I'm going to have to put explicit rating on this. We can't have this going out non-explicit.
It was disgusting.
I'm so sorry if you weren't braced for that. I mean,
he was really intimidating. I have to be honest. Like, even the guy said afterwards, like, they were just trying to humour him. Like, because it's scary. He was obviously, must have been on something, I thought. Anyway,
Why would the conductor want fingering? I mean,
You tell me, Luke. I don't know. So he gets up when he gets to Stockport. So that's like the last stop before Manchester. And I was literally the only woman on, like, in the vicinity, apart from this, like, older lady. And I knew what he was going to do, so I picked up my phone, even though I had no signal.
Tell me you was filming him at this point.
I wished I'd filmed him.
Ready to hand to the police.
So he starts going, you what, love? Oh, she's a sorter. She's a sort. And then all I can imagine is him doing these rude gestures.
Licorice
at
also.
That point, his new friends had to step in and say, stop it, babe. Leave it for your clients.
What would you... Oh, no, I don't want to know what would you... I'm sorry.
Honestly, talking about penises for the whole way back to London.
You love a penis as much as the next person, Lucy. But for me, I feel as though, one, why on earth was he hammered in the middle of a Friday afternoon? That to say it all with... I mean, that says a lot.
He's been drinking since 10 o'clock. Maybe he needed to prepare for his night of passion.
Passion? It's going to be... I mean, I'm not being funny. This Molly.
I think she would have been very disappointed when he got there.
If by some chance, Molly, you end up stumbling across Luke and Lucy FM, which you can on iTunes for free, just subscribe now or via audioboom.com/channel.
I hope he's not stabbed to death.
Then, Molly... You need to get in touch with us because...
If you're alive.
Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM, Molly. We need to help you. I mean, I'm sorry, Molly, but, I mean, this guy, clearly a drunken
psychopath.
Predator, to say the least.
Absolute psychopath.
And also...
He must have had issues, surely.
Well, yeah, and also, I mean, like, I try not to associate with anybody that's more southern in the entire country. But, I mean, what would possess somebody to hire a male prostitute from Essex?
Luke, you tell me.
Well, I don't know. I've never hired. I mean, I know people that have hired a prostitute. Oh, hi to my friend Adam if he's listening.
Hi, Adam. And how was your experience?
That was in Amsterdam, and they were. I mean, they were quite fit, to be honest.
Well, this is different, isn't it?
What did this guy look like?
Meet many male prostitutes. He wasn't hot. I have to put it out there. Looked a bit rough.
So it wasn't like Merc Wright?
No, and I thought prostitutes got paid decent money, so you think they'd look all right, wouldn't you?
I bet you can't even afford the train ticket. That's why you had to do God knows what to the conductor to try and get away with it.
Molly paid for the train ticket.
You're joking. So he's getting his expenses on top of the fee?
Of course he does. He's providing a service.
I'm sorry, Lucy, but considering you're a former journalist, you've really slipped up here. I would have asked him stuff like, let's get a breakdown of costs. Is it foreplay included? How long does the duration? Is it more money based on the duration? I mean, you should have had an itemised breakdown of these costs to give us on Luke and Lucy FM.
I probably would have gotten assaulted if I'd spoke to him.
Well, you would have got a freebie, potentially. Maybe he can give you 10 minutes of foreplay for free and you just pay for
dream.
The session. Oh, my. So I take it.
One of the most interesting commutes, anyway.
Well, I take it that was the worst commute you've ever had.
One of.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever had any other commutes that you would say was up there?
I did cry on the train once.
Why? Is that just a standard journey?
No, I was really young, and I didn't get a ticket before I got on, and it was really late at night. I was going back to university, and this conductor, I was 20p short of my fare, and he chucked me off the train in the middle of, like, you know, one of those train stops in the middle of nowhere. And
you're joking.
Pitch black. Honestly, I was terrified. I had to ring my sister crying to tell her to come pick me up.
Did you not offer to finger him to get away with the...
I did not offer to finger him up his bum hole.
Oh, but cannot.
Poo hole, actually. That's what he called it.
Actual exact words.
I can't even cope, but this is so loud. Like, the whole of the train. Even this guy who was sat, like, near me said he couldn't help but be intimidated by him. And it's true.
Was this a quiet coach?
Really? Everyone else was quiet.
So it was a quiet coach.
And
I'm sorry, but
he's
human chucked off.
Just saying, you what, doll?
I'm sorry, but Richard Branson, if you're listening, we do not expect this on a Virgin Pendolino.
I know, come on, Richard. Literally, I will never say, I can't hear the word naughty ever again.
The irony of this guy being on a Virgin Pendolino.
All he kept shouting was, ooh, naughty!
What's naughty?
Him and his penis, apparently.
What was he talking to it in front of everybody? Was he pouring G&T on top of it?
Might as well have been. Wouldn't it surprise me if he would have got naked?
Wow. I'm absolutely horrified. I can't.
Have you got any traumatic stories anyway?
You know what? Similar to this, actually, and it was sexually explicit. I was once coming, similar to yourself, really. It's always the last train, isn't it, where all the absolute hooligans, degenerates and reprobates appear.
Well, this was at 2:30 in the afternoon, but yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, well, this was the last train coming from Manchester to Wigan, as you can imagine, some characters on this last train. And I was with my friends, and obviously, I think it was a few years after Big Brother, and it was still being recognised, as you can imagine.
Obviously, still massive celeb.
Still huge. Big name.
Not just looking, either.
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I kind of, you know, I tried to keep my head down. I think I put my hood up at one point, which probably would have...
Oh, wow. Come on.
Exactly.
You weren't Tom Cruise.
I didn't want to get papped on the train.
Bloody
anyway,
hell.
These girls recognised me, and obviously they had quite a lot to drink. I think they'd been on a day session in Manchester, probably to some Wetherspoons. And we were chatting to them, and one of them openly admitted that she was going back to Wigan to see her boyfriend, and said she'd just had a full body wax. She was perfectly shaved, and she'd been bleached.
Bleached?
Bleached. So I asked her, I'd never heard of
what
that phrase.
What can be bleached if...
So, apparently, you can get your bumhole bleached.
What does that do?
So the...
I'm so confused.
So what she went on to explain was that she'd had a bum area bleached so that any hers that might not be the same colour would be a different colour to match it all in.
It took me a while to register for that, but oh my God.
So she went on to explain that she'd had in Manchester a full body wax, so she was perfectly cleanly shaved for a boyfriend, and a full bleaching to her backside.
I feel sick.
So
that means if you go to the bathroom, then... What happened? Does it bleach your poo?
I have no idea, Lucy. I didn't go into exact explicit excrement details.
I would have done. On
what, no, you wouldn't, clearly, because we established from that conversation. Well, you've obviously missed all that out with your prostitutes on the train. But basically, I learned a lot about anal bleaching on this train journey. And she subsequently then offered me a 50% discount code because
she
I mean, I did consider it. And then I thought, oh, I think I've gone to my senses and don't fancy bleaching parts of my body.
Bleaching your ass.
Oh, I cannot believe that was a thing. I was horrified. All these drunken loads. And next thing you know, I went to sit back in my seat and maybe about 4 or 5 seats away, she's shouting, Luke, do you want this anal bleach voucher? So to be clear, I can't remember your name.
So
I don't know whatever she was called. Stacey. Thanks, Stacey. But no, I don't want your anal bleach voucher.
So now forever, you're going to be known as anal bleach Luke.
No, that's not
Luke
remotely.
He loves a bit of anal bleaching.
No, that's not remotely true.
I'm going to tell everyone.
That's not remotely true. It was horrific. Genuinely horrific. It was a really very bad train journey.
Do not lie to me. You considered anal bleaching for a minute there.
No, not for a split
second.
Yes, you
did.
I was with a friend who I think was toying with the idea because he asked me, did I pick up the voucher?
Was this Adam here?
Hi Adam, if you're listening, by the way. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's not the first time I've had a weird experience, and I suppose, you know, you have weird experiences in a variety of different ways, not just trains. You've had,
well,
it,
there's always some oddballs, isn't there? Like,
freaks.
You go.
I mean, like, the people
like,
get the,
look at you.
The people who get the bus, Lucy. I mean, they are usually the most hygienic of humans. There is a man that lives on my street who's been banned from getting on the bus because of the stench of urine.
Oh, is he the guy that had the bed sheet on his front lawn saying, pick up your dog shit?
Yes, that's the same guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Doesn't surprise me.
He doesn't clean himself and he's been banned. The bus driver's saying he's too bad of a smell to get on the buses now.
Serious?
Yeah, so he's been banned. Yeah.
Do you reckon his water is working?
Do I reckon he's... But probably not. His water works, probably not. Maybe he's wetting himself. I don't know.
No, I meant like
Lucy,
in his house.
Have you
surely
ever had
water?
Have you had any experience on a bus?
Yes, not many. I think it put me off when I was about 5 years old. Went to the bus stop with my dad, and you know where they've got those clear like glass panels at the bus station. Well, some bus stations. Mistook that for just a bit of a empty like free for all thing. So completely pelted up to it, started running, and smashed straight into it. The glass shattered and everything.
Was you traumatised?
I was 5 years old, so I feel like I've never been back on a bus
well,
since.
The fact that you've remembered that memory suggests that
it's
really stuck out.
I know, that's
really
what I mean.
Out.
It really stuck in my memory. I couldn't cope for days.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, because like... I've been going on planes since I was a small child, and I remember a few years ago I was flying to America on my own, and obviously everyone, you know, post 9/11, people are nervous about flying to America
own.
And on your own, and also the fact that you go through security and you'll dodge on your own anyway, they're wondering why you're going on your own.
Well,
and
you
I explained
do.
That I was going to stay with a married American couple. Frankly, I looked like some weird British swinger at the airport, and I was
not
kind of
just to the airport.
I was kind of explaining to this you know security guy why I was going there, and I got on the plane and 9 hours, bear in mind it was just flying, I think 9 hours, and I was doing a connecting flight, and the guy that sat next to me, a really large gentleman going back to wherever it was, Kansas or wherever he came from in America, he subsequently, as we were taking off, got out of his bag a cuddly teddy, and I thought, oh, it must be for his daughter. Then I realised there was no daughter. He then cuddled the teddy for 9 hours.
Some people just need, like, it's like a little comfort blanket, though, isn't it?
Well, get
it?
An actual blanket. Don't get a cuddly toy. I mean, frankly, he looked like an absolute sec. He looked like a weirdo.
I would rather have a guy sat next to me with a cuddly toy rather than a guy sat next to me shouting, oh, naughty! Every 5 minutes. I would so much rather that.
Well, I was going to say the teddy was going to blow up.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm just saying.
Luke.
No, I was worried about it.
There's always, like, whatever plane you get on, because everyone, there's, like, no rules at the airport, isn't there not? You go in your sweatpants drinking a pint of beer at 6 a.m. in the morning.
First of all, Lucy, speak for yourself. I don't own a pair of sweatpants, and I've never drank a pint of beer ever in my life, or at 6 a.m. in the airport.
You are the minority, not the majority at the airport.
Yes, well, that's true.
A lot of people in sweatpants drinking beer at 6 a.m.
My sister's a big fan of that.
And I remember my dad went on holiday last year with the boys.
Lads.
My dad's 67. He's the youngest that goes in this group.
Oh, well, not lads. Grandpa.
Not God bless him. So they're going wild. They're let out off the leashes first time in like, well, once a year they're allowed. And what's his friend, Jerry? He's sharing a room with Jerry and he's too drunk to get off on the plane. They had to get police to escort him off the plane.
At what age was this?
So my dad was on his own for the rest of the week. He must have been about 70 years old.
That is so... You know you're living life at 70 being escorted off a plane.
I know, exactly. I feel like that's on my bucket list now.
You know, I don't actually think people should be allowed to drink on planes because I witnessed what is basically sexual harassment. When we were coming back from Amsterdam 2 years ago, the two gentlemen got on the plane, completely tanked up, not as bad as Jerry, but completely tanked up, and they explained that they'd be serving alcohol, but the alcohol was quite warm. There was an issue with the cooling machines. Mm. The alcohol was warm. These two lads began like hurling abuse at the air hostess. It was like, I don't want my effing warm alcohol, you know. Come on, love, you can come and sit next to us and that sort of thing.
Wow.
And I just think, you know what? They should have tasers on planes. You just stick it in the throat.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, well, that means, you know, they
violence
want to complain.
Doesn't solve anything,
Luke. Violence solves nearly everything, Lucy. And, yeah, I was kind of a little bit like, I just think to myself, in Britain, we have the worst public transport. We really do, Lucy. Mm. It is horrendous. And ever since Northern Rail, if you're listening, by the way, please do sponsor us at Luke and Lucy FM. It is the worst system I have ever seen a Northern Rail train.
It is bad.
Have you ever been
trains
to Scotland?
Trains are always late.
Scottish rail trains, very efficient.
And, like, if you go to Germany or France or Spain or whatever, so much better.
Well, funny you should say that, Lucy, because Norwegians are tied with Portuguese for lowest use of public transport in Europe, according to a report from the Statistics Norway. Basically, more people drive cars in Norway and Portugal than they do get public transport, despite public transport being excellent in these countries.
That isn't good.
Yes.
Probably why it's excellent, though, because people aren't defacing them.
Which country do you think has been voted number one for public transport in Europe?
Ooh, I don't know.
Belgium.
Belgium?
Apparently, excellent public transport. I've never been to Belgium, but I'd like to go
Didn't
just for
even
the public transport.
It was a country? I thought it was a city.
Oh, is it a city?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
We need to Google that.
Yeah, probably. Google it. If you know the answer, is Belgium a city or a country? Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Apparently, it's got excellent
public transport. So bad that we don't know. Excellent public transport, though.
Excellent public transport, as it. And Lucy, unless you've got anything else, we are done. I feel as though we have cleansed us. I won't want to say bleached, but we've cleansed our palates.
Oh, no tea!
Oh, stop. Absolutely stop. Thank you so much for listening to what is our most explicit episode ever of Luke and Lucy FM.
It's bad,
we will
isn't
put
it?
An explicit rating on this because I can't have this going on iTunes without. If you want to leave us a review, explicit or not,
we've
please
not
do.
Please.
Just head on to iTunes, search Luke and Lucy FM and write a little review. And for all previous episodes, make sure you click the subscribe button and we will be back very soon with episode, ironically, 69 of Luke and Lucy FM. And thank God this episode was not 69. Go on, Lucy, one more naughty to see us out.
Oh, naughty!
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.